right, we're ready to move right, Frank, into the training, and Frank and I are going to be conducting the training tonight.
So no book review tonight.
Right? Yeah, we're doing that after this.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let me start out by saying that here's why we make so much money in Legal Shield. And I want to start by saying that we always say that once you can clarify, simplify, and unclutter something, you can move 10 times faster. And the fact of the matter is, and this is a really heavy-duty statement I'm getting ready to tell you, but we live in a very complex world, and it's getting more and more complex every single day. And anybody or any company that has the ability to simplify complex problems, you know, can make a fortune because this follow this now. People who write us a check and sign up for our service and write us a check are dealing with a complex problem that they don't know how to handle, and we have a very simple solution. But if you act so complicated they can't understand what we're saying and try to act so smart about it, you know, they don't understand it and they won't sign up. So let me do that again. People come to us to sign up because they're dealing with a complex problem that they do not know how to handle. Just like, you know, my daughter has a problem with her car right now. It's more complex than she can handle, and so she's taking it to an expert. When you get a cold, that's a complex problem you don't understand or I don't understand. So we take it to a doctor, and we pay the doctor to do that. Well, remember that people, when they have a complex problem, Legal Shield has a simple solution to them. So try to do everything you can to keep this as simple as possible, and people will sign up for your service. But if you try to complicate it, you know, they won't understand it. So just always keep it complicated. And so we're talking about 10X in your income here, and you have to simplify to multiply. So we're going to give you some simple ways to increase your income dramatically, okay? We won't cover everything tonight about this.
No, we can't do it all tonight.
Right. So remember, you need to simplify to multiply. You need to slow down to hurry up. And you don't have to be the fastest growing person in the company. You don't have to be the sharpest person in the company. And you can make more money than the people who appear to be moving faster than you are, doing more than you are, and everything else. And I'm not saying, you know, don't do stuff. I'm just saying when you slow down, you do it right. If you don't do it right, you do it twice.
That's probably true.
No, it is true.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always slowed down to simplify things, and it's always sped up our growth of any business that we had because we really understood what we were doing, knew how to teach what we were doing, and when you know what you're doing, you teach what you're doing, you can multiply what you're doing, and it's a lot easier to 10X your income than it is to double your income, and when you 10X your income, it's a lot more exciting to you to do that. I remember when I told Matt Root, you know, he was making a couple hundred dollars a day in his other business, and I said, well, you know, let's clarify this thing and simplify it and clutter it so that you can make $1,000 a day, not $100 a day. And so now he's at about $1,000 a day, about $30,000 a month instead of $100 a month.
In his other business.
In his other business. So, and well, business combined. But,
right,
but you have to slow down to figure it out, and then you can do it, okay?
So tonight we are slowing down. So I hope you've got your journals and you're ready to take some notes because, honestly, Frank made the comment earlier after he and I were planning this call tonight for you a couple hours ago. He said, you know what, Teresa? He said, there are associates who can recruit less and sell less and make more than many who are selling and recruiting a lot more than them.
And it's a fact.
It is a fact. I want to say that again.
Figure that out, too.
We're going to explain that. So there are associates who can sell less, who can recruit less, who can
work less.
Who can actually, and are, there are associates like that, who are making more than those who are recruiting and selling much more than them.
Yeah, Teresa and I have never been hot shots. We've never been number one in the country, but we're in the top 0.1% of money earners in Legal Shield because we slowed up, simplified it, clarified it, and to multiply, you have to simplify. The minute you simplify, you can teach people to do what you're doing, and it gets done easier, it does it done quicker, and it sticks.
Yes.
You got to do something that's sticky.
Now.
Because if you sign up 50 people a month in your organization, what is it? How many is that? 5 times 12 is what, 60?
A year.
Yeah, that's 600 people a year.
Uh-huh, 600 a year.
So you got 600 people, right?
Right.
They're paying.
Mm-hmm.
The next year they're going to pay. Mm-hmm. Next year you get 600. Now you got 1,200 people. Next year you get some more. You got 1,800 people.
What you call compounding.
And all of a sudden you're compounding. But if you go too fast, as people drop out, you know, you have to keep filling that hole back up. So you really want to simplify to multiply. And we're going to simplify this thing real easy for you right now.
Now, there's new money on the table. At, you know, as of January, what, the 2nd or 3rd, they announced that the level up bonuses are permanent. You know, and the first one that an associate can get.
When did they make that announcement?
The first week of the month.
Okay, because somebody asked me. I didn't hear the announcement.
Yeah, it was on the 1st. The call wasn't on, it was on Tuesday.
Okay.
A week ago. So now you can download the charts. Everything is updated at home office that I've seen anyway. And we've updated the charts for you on our site as well. So those level up bonuses are significant. So let me just give you an example. I'll pull mine out right here. And you will quickly see.
This is part of the 10X in your income. Okay?
Yes, it's important.
This is not the main part, though.
No, it's not. So there's on the table 100 for a new associate, and also for anyone who, let's say that you're not new, but let's just say you've been sitting around and not doing a whole lot, and maybe you're a senior associate. Well, when you level up to the next level, when you've leveled up to manager, then that starts the clock ticking, and you've got 30 days to get to senior manager to get a $400 bonus. So see, the way it works is we're all involved. We all can move up. I know I want to congratulate several people must have gotten that $2,500 bonus. Eddie, on your team, I know you're on the speaker line today. I don't know if you know who all got that new bonus or that bonus because, you know, they reached executive director and beyond. But you have to have a ton of them getting that $2,500 bonus. So the money is significant. The point here is this. Now, also, let me say this before I make that one point. Let me segue and say this. Everybody on the call tonight, I have to assume, wants to get to executive director. Many of you already are there. We had more new executive directors in 1 month last month than I think we've ever had in our company history, our personal company history. We've had new, maybe in the beginning we had that many, but it's been a long time. So the momentum is really gaining. And as executive directors, you get matching bonuses. You get 50% of the original bonus that you're associate got that leveled up and got a bonus. So that $2,500 bonus, well, Eddie should have gotten a matching bonus of $1,250. I mean, that $1,250. So, and even at the $400 manager to senior manager level, in that advancement, it's $200. So, and I think you've actually got 60 days to go to senior manager. I said that wrong a while ago. But the point is this. Though that is extra money on the table, and you need to read the information that is, you know, giving you all the details about that, you must have acceptable company persistency to get those bonuses. So we're going to spend a few minutes with you tonight, because some people don't even know. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Frank and I, when we started, and the Gardeners too, we never heard the word persistency or retention. We did not understand what it was, and, you know, it took us going through some ups and downs to really get it straight and to get clear on it so that we could really understand it and make it work to our advantage. Right now, persistency is not working to some advantage to some of you on the phone tonight, and that is typical that we've been through it ourselves. So we want to help you understand how to take advantage of company retention and persistency. So the first thing is, when we're thinking and talking about persistency, is I want to define it for you, because most, I didn't know what it was. So listen, if you're on the phone tonight and you're saying, what is that? I understand that. I've been there. I remember being confused about what it was. There is a term they use at home office, persistency and retention. Here's the difference. It's really the same thing. It's how long does a member keep the membership? How long does it stay on the books? Like Frank said, when you sell a membership right now, you know, you get advanced a 12-month commission, but how long does that member stay on the books? A month? A year? A lifetime, hopefully? So there's some kind of tricks to the trade, if you will, to help you make sure that your members do stay on, hopefully, for life. That is where you are going to make a major difference in your income. Because if somebody cancels in 3 months, what good was that? You got a you know, you're going to have a negative on your next commission of the 7 months or 8 months that, you know, was not, that was advanced to you, that the member didn't keep it. So that's what we used to call chargebacks. You know, that's no fun. But let me tell you now, if you've got some, understand we have all had them and you will always have some. I mean, we had some people die last year that, you know, don't have the membership anymore. So it's part of the process. That's why the company says you don't have to have 100%. You don't even have to have 90%. You don't even have to have 80% retention. You need to have 78% retention right now for most of the programs going on. Now, what does persistency mean? That is just a term that the company uses when they use a block of time to, like, a certain time period to look at the retention. So, for example, to get a performance club check, you need to have the acceptable persistency, which I think is 78 right now, 78 or 79, and you have to have that for over a 12-month period. So when somebody's been in the business for 12 months and they've been Performance Club for 12 months, then they can start getting that check the 13th month, provided they have the acceptable persistency. Now, here's a fact that I want to clarify because it really affects you, the team, our upline, everybody, that there's a difference between personal persistency, that's what you personally have,
and that's the membership you personally have written.
Yes.
That stay on the books.
Yes. And then there is organizational persistency and organizational retention. And that affects everybody. In other words, in order to go on the Atlantis trip, they look at your organization's persistency, not just your personal. They look at both. So if you've got a negative, or, you know, if your persistency is below 78, that is affecting not just you, but your upline and your entire team and Steve Fleming and everybody up. So it's, we're all a team together, and here's the great thing about it. And this all sounds maybe a little yucky to talk about, and you know, but here's the gem in this. When you understand how to make this work for you, you will not have to work as hard. You're going to make more money, and you're going to have more new recruits as a result of you actually working less, because you're going to be working smarter.
You're going to simplify everything you possibly can as a person and as an organization.
Exactly. So the first thing is, Frank, I want everybody to know how simple it is to check, because most people don't even have any idea what their
let's be honest.
Okay.
You know, when we first, when they had the first international trip, you know, we did not realize all this, and we were growing so fast, our organization was, we weren't slowing down. We weren't really selling the membership properly. We just, you know, were telling them, blanking over it.
We had a lot to learn.
And our organization was blanking over it, just saying it does this, and this, without sitting down really explaining it. And we did not qualify to go on the first international trip.
That's correct.
And a lot of people who had been in business three months,
yeah,
we were writing 3,000 or 4,000 memberships a month in our organization. And we weren't at the first trip, not because we weren't doing a lot of work and working our butts off, but because they weren't staying on the books, and our persistency as a team, not our persistency. I think we were running 80-90% at that time. But our team persistency, because we were moving so fast, we didn't slow down and teach them how to sell the membership properly and a few other things.
Sure.
The benefits of it.
Yeah. So it's we are all business owners, and so we have to have a business owner mindset and really get a grip on this and really make it work for us.
Yeah.
And
so
you
really can sell a lot less, work a lot less, and make a lot more money than most people in the business, because they don't slow down to really do it properly. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, definitely, Frank. We're going to do this together. So here's a gem for you to write down, and because I know all of you want to have retirement income. We are loving our residual income, y'all, and it is something I want every single one of you on the phone to look forward to and enjoy. But first, I promise to tell you where you can see your report. Go log into your back office, your dashboard, online.legalshield.com. Click on reports. It's one of the main, right in the middle at the top, in the main menus. All the way at the bottom of that says retention. Another window pops out, and you can look at your personal retention, your organizational retention. You can make your organizational report come up in order of who sold the memberships. So when you pull that up and you see that somebody maybe has a bunch of memberships canceling, it'd be important to reach down and talk to them and see what's going on. It could be a group. Sometimes you can't help that. But if it's not, if it's, you know, maybe they're forgetting to present something in the membership, or there's something you can help them and coach them with. Because I tell you, you know, when you have people cancel, it's not fun, you know. But if we, that's why there's a lot of gems in this conversation tonight, because when you are aware of who's having an issue, instead of them getting upset or discouraged, you can reach down and look at that report and say, oh my gosh, let me call so-and-so, and let's see what's going on, see if I can help them with something, and review with them what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so you can be the leader that you want to be by reaching down and really helping your organization. So those reports, you've got about 6 or 7 of them right there under retention. Get familiar with them, look at them, see what your Performance Club retention is and all of that, so that you are constantly aware of this. Now, Frank, and I love this figure. If you just increase your own persistency and your organization's really a 10% increase, that's not much, a 10% increase in persistency today will equate for your income in the future, your residual income will be 35% more.
That is staggering.
That
number
is staggering. 10% now an increase in your persistency equates to a 35% increase in your residual income. So, Frank, I've got about 12 or so retention tips for everybody.
Okay.
And so you want me to run through those now?
No, that'd be fine. No, I'll just comment.
Okay, first one is, when you can, sell the membership in person. On the phone, we do a lot of that. But if you have the opportunity to actually sit down with somebody, hand them a little worksheet or help them set up their...
Look them in the eye.
Yeah.
Set belly to belly.
Yeah, there's nothing...
Explain all the benefits of owning the membership. The unlimited calls, the letters, the contracts, you know, the wills, the living wills, the power of attorney, you know, the speeding tickets, the IRS stuff. Give it to them, not just now, but throughout their life. Just say, you've got teenagers, here's all the years it's going to help you. Explain the membership in depth. Slow down to do that. And if you don't know how to explain it, you know, You need to learn it.
Right, and you can use the flat sheet. There's documents that you can use.
Yeah, there's a tabletop presentation, and you can just read it and learn the stories.
Or if you've got a laptop with you, pull up greatlegalbenefit.com. That's a great presentation Patrick Shaw does. I use it all the time, greatlegalbenefit.com. But the important thing is there, you're with the person, you're going to be as much as you can. If you're not, be on the phone, but have that personal contact with them as much as possible. That's the first tip. The second tip is, encourage them to use it. Now, listen, if they have children, encouraging them to get a will prepared is pretty easy. I mean, they know they should do that.
Yeah, they're going to have a baby. They just bought a new house. You know, the will is very important.
And if you're talking to somebody that's young and doesn't have kids, you know, talk about the ways they could use it, the emergency 24/7. Oh, my gosh. They know people.
Yeah, Nick Odom talked to me about that last night. That's one of the main things he does with his millennium.
Good.
You know, because they don't have children. They don't have maybe a house yet.
Right.
But they know if they're going to get a speeding ticket or get in a wreck or something's going to go wrong. And they need that emergency number.
Yes.
And explain how that works.
So encourage them to use it. Give them specific examples of how to use it. Number three, it's important to explain that and show them they get a 25% discount on anything that's not covered. They never will come up with an issue in life they cannot use their membership for. It's going to be there for them from now to the day they die with all the complimentary areas. And if not, if this doesn't fit there, if it's something that happens rare in life, they even get a 25% discount.
Or even the pre-existing stuff.
Yes. Even.
So we really cover them from the womb to the tomb. I mean, that's a good way to think about it.
And number four is just a reminder to give more examples and stories. That is why you must be at the events, be plugged in to the calls and the information, because we hear new stories all the time. And so gather the stories, jot them down in your journal, because sharing them will be invaluable. Number five, if you can get somebody to sign up and use their checking account, that is so much better. They don't have expiration dates on checking accounts, and they don't change credit cards. They don't usually change checking accounts.
Yeah, you will increase your persistency probably more than 10% just doing that.
Just doing that, because
see if they'll come out and do it with their checking account instead of a credit card.
And
I think people are still using debit cards too.
Prepaid cards.
Yeah, I mean prepaid cards.
No.
Yeah.
I would never use a prepaid card,
and
not unless they're going to pay for a year. They got a year on it.
Yeah.
Because that's going to go. That prepaid cards just don't last. At least not in my experience. And number six is undersell it. Don't blow it up. Our membership is so powerful the way it is. We don't need to blow it up. We want to undersell it and let them be really, exuberant when they use the membership. Number seven, definitely help them set up their apps. Oh, my gosh. These next two, set up their apps. Number eight is help them set up their member portal and their IDT dashboard if they got IDT. Help them set those up. And
let's go back to number seven.
Okay. All right.
Number seven, when you show them how to set up that app, and then you go through each button and explain the benefits of each button on there.
Yeah, that's another way to review it.
And then when you get down to the perks, the benefit program,
mm-hmm.
and explain to them that LegalShield will never cost them a dime if they just use one or two of the benefits, whether it's buying clothes or buying Apple products or going to the movie or renting a car, whatever it is. If you show them that, say, listen, that one app on your phone is going to save you, probably three times more than you'll ever pay for your LegalShield membership for the rest of your life, because we keep adding new companies on there.
Yeah, we do.
And more companies want our people because we got so many. So that app is really important. Just go through each app and, the membership app and the whole works and explain what that is. Now they're more likely to keep that than they would anything
else. Absolutely. It's more tangible, which is huge. So seven was the app, eight was the member portal and the IDT dashboard, and number nine, Frank, was the member perks. So you've gone over all of those.
Yeah, I think so.
And here's something, too, I want to throw in here, because all of us at some time in our career have, at the end of the month, needed another point and called up somebody and say, hey, do me a favor. I need you to really, try out this membership.
Or you're selling to a relative that, just doing you a favor.
Yeah. So listen, we've done that. We all have done that. In order to make that a good membership, one that the member values and keeps, listen, when you ask them the favor, say, listen, I'm going to give you a call back next week. I'm going to explain to you exactly what you've got so you can take full advantage of it, whether you have it for a month or a year or a lifetime. And then do call them back. And if you can, get them, to review all the benefits with you. When they set up that app on their phone, do what Frank said. Go over the benefits on each button on the app, which includes the member perks now. And you can explain it to them. Or if you're not comfortable doing that, then plug them into one of the recordings or one of the Great Legal Benefit video and make sure they understand what they've got. You can call them back and say, hey, you did a favor for me last week. I want to do a favor for you today. You got something that's really valuable. I know you have no idea really what all it does. So if you have about 10 minutes right now, I'd love to share that with you. May I do that? Or set up a time to do it. And then definitely do it. I mean, that 10 minutes will make a difference between that member valuing it and not. Give them examples again, like we go through these things here. Encourage them to get their will done. That's saving them $500. Or if they're not interested in getting their will done, talk about some other ways they can use it while they've got it. And here's what we know. Once they use it, the statistics shoot sky high for them keeping the membership.
Now, can I put something here?
Sure.
There's so many brand new people on here that may have signed up 2 days ago.
True.
Or last night.
Yeah.
Or a week ago. And they don't know how to explain the membership. They don't know how download people's app. They don't. And listen, I want you to feel very comfortable if you're on the phone and you're saying, I don't know what the hell these people are talking about. We all were there.
Yeah,
new comes out, we're all there again as minute as something comes out new. John Gardner mentioned something new to me. I didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
Well.
But he explained it.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're there and you're sitting there saying, and you could have been here 2 or 3 years and not understand some of this stuff. Because we've been just showing people videos, or we've been putting them on a website or something, and you never had to explain anything. This is so critical to understand, and it's so simple. That's the reason you have workout partners that know how to explain the membership, that know how to explain how to get the app, that know how to do that. So if I'm calling Teresa and I just came to business and I asked her to do me a favor, before I call her, I might call someone like Nick Odom and say, Nick, I'm getting ready to call somebody back. I asked for a favor. Can you be on the phone and answer questions? Because I don't have a clue what I'm saying. Never be afraid to say you don't know what's going on, because that's what workout partners are for. And you can have a bunch of workout partners, I'll tell you that right now. But without them, it's going to be tough to build this business. As good as those guys are, they still call us and ask questions all the time.
Sure.
As good as, you know.
I call the moms and ask questions. Y'all always reach up. You can reach up to your upline
exactly.
to get support.
Yeah. When we first started, I didn't know all the stuff the Legal Shield membership did. And in some cases, I was overselling the membership. You know, we weren't watching the persistency stuff right. And we were working 10 times harder than we are now because stuff wasn't sticking. Now, when you simplify, you multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And you put more people, the more people you put on the books and stay on the books, you know, the less you have to work because you keep stacking and stacking those people up. And then when your residuals kick in, you know, you can kick out.
Right? Yeah.
You can go down to the Caymans or something in a hammock.
All right. Now, I've got just a few more tips for you, and then I've got an exciting piece of news for you regarding what we're talking about. Number 10 is if somebody's got a 911 sale and they're calling you because they've got an emergency, they got a court date in 3 weeks, and they got this bad situation, my suggestion is do what Joanne Root does. She's excellent at this, amazing, Matthew's mom. Sell them a year at a time. Say, listen, you've got that situation. It's important for you to have this for an entire year. That situation you've got, a court date in a few weeks, you know, it's going to take the attorneys, first of all, probably a month or two to resolve your situation. And listen, 6 months from now, something else could come up with that exact same situation, and you definitely want that to be covered under your membership.
And instead of paying $200 or $300 an hour, pay $200 or $300 for a year.
Yeah, instead of
one time.
Because it could make it a pre-existing situation if you drop it. So, you know, when people use a membership and, you know, they've got a real reason to use it, it's important that they value it enough to keep it and also give them the other reasons to keep it. I mean, a lot of times people get it for one reason. They have no idea it does all the things that it does. Number 11, and it's really great to stay in touch with your members. Now, you can use a contact system for this if you know how to do all that, or you can just use the manual system, but get their email address or text them every now and then some, you know, good information, a document. The 101 Ways document is my favorite document for the membership. So, you know, just stay in touch with them. You probably know them anyway, so it's nice for you to remind them of what they've got so that they will use it more. Number 12 is, and this is probably one of the most important things we're talking about tonight, check your pre-cancel list at least weekly.
Now, tell them what that means.
That means it's a list of anybody that has their credit card has expired, and so the company can't get another payment from them, or for whatever reason they are in the pre-cancel process. That means you have so many days to contact them, let them know what's going on,
so they can reinstate or pay the back.
Yeah,
whatever.
So they can catch up.
That's
so
right.
When you go to your retention, again, the same report section, the very next to the last item under retention is your pre-canceled members. Pull it up, read it, and don't be afraid to call them, because here's what I've experienced over the years. Most of the time, they are thrilled that I called and let them know.
They don't have a clue they're in pre-canceled.
They said, I'm sorry, I changed bank accounts, or I changed credit cards, or my credit card expired. Most of the time, they're so happy to, you know, and, of course, it's nice to touch base with your members, so that's a good thing.
Well, here's a nice thing. You might have 4 or 5 on there. You never know. But you may be 1 point off of the company persistency to go on the trips and get
mm-hmm.
the bonuses and get the car, and it would be a shame to miss the car bonus, the trips, and your bonuses for 1 point. So I'm just saying to you that pre-cancel list is critical to understand.
It sure
is. And if you don't understand it, get with your upline. And have them explain it, and then maybe they can make the call with you to see if they can, you know, lead you through it the first 2 or 3 times to show you how it's done.
Yeah, and honestly, the calls are simple. Please be comfortable doing it. The worst thing that can happen is if somebody can, you know, say, hey, I hate that thing. I've never had that happen. But, I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? So they're going to appreciate you letting them know, number one. And number two, you can probably answer some questions for them. I mean, if they say they are not sure they need to keep it, ask them why they originally got it. Most people will think back, well, you know, I got it because I wanted to get my will done. Well, did you get your will done? No. Well, you know, that's a $500 value. Before you let this go, why don't you get your will done? And then, you know, engage them in ways to use it. You will naturally say the right thing for those people. So
I guarantee you, by the time you're in the business for 2 or 3 years, Legal Shield would have added a lot more benefits to this program. And when you call them and you say, well, Legal Shield has also added this. This is another benefit you didn't know you had. Like a lot of people still don't know we have a benefits program because we signed up people.
You mean the member perks?
Member perks. We signed up people 18 years ago. There was no such thing.
Right.
15 years ago, no such thing. 13 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago. And now we have it, and they don't want to cost them anything if they knew about it.
Yeah.
So just make sure you do call that pre-cancel list because one point, I'm telling you,
can make a difference.
Can make an enormous difference in
one saved membership.
Just one saved membership
can make a difference.
And your organization can keep everybody going on the trip, everybody getting the car, everybody getting the bonuses because your persistency affects
everybody
the entire upline of the organization.
Now, here's the exciting thing, and y'all listen closely to this.
Exciting.
This
I
is, to me, I think, one of the most exciting parts of working with your members, particularly the members who are not associates yet. The number one earner in the company was the day, well, it's Bev Cibula now. Dave, her husband, died this past year, but he has been the number one earner in the company forever, I think. Gosh, ever since he's been in the company. And guess what? He was a member eight months, I think, before.
It may have been years.
It might have been years. I need to call Bev and ask her. But he was a member for a long time before anyone ever told him there was an opportunity to be a part of the business. That, my friends, is a clue. Because when you're talking to your members and they're, you know, getting interested in using the membership different ways, or maybe they already have, or maybe you have like a bunch of members in your back office that you can go look at your active member list. As long as they're not part of a group where you go in and like sign up a bunch of people in a business, you're not supposed to approach those people with the business opportunity. But everybody else, I would certainly include in my conversation as you're talking to these people, say, hey, you've got the membership, and I just want you to know we're really expanding. We're needing a lot of help launching the new apps we're involved with now. So I don't know if you're interested, but if you're ever interested in some part-time income or even full-time, I'd really love to work with you. I'd love for you to let me know so I can help you get started.
Or if you're not interested, do you know somebody else is interested? Do you have a son or a grandson or, you know, anybody you know looking for full-time, part-time work?
Absolutely.
I will guarantee you somebody's going to say, well, most of them are going to say, yes, I know somebody.
Yes.
You know, and a referral is better than anything. So, go back to it. Your need to simplify, to multiply, is very critical. You need to really simplify this whole thing. All right.
All right, that's a wrap.
Let's
took a little longer than we expected on that, but we're going to turn it over right now. We're going to segue into Mr. Eddie Smith. He has been kind enough to put together just a few comments about our awesome book of the month by Brian Carruthers, the one and only.
Yep.
And so I'm going to turn it over to
And Eddie and Dee Dee are some of the brightest people and nicest people you'll ever meet in your entire life.
Yes,
I'll tell you
that. They certainly win the award for the Performance Family in breaking out the most new executive directors last month.
And Platinums.
And Platinums, yes.
That's true.
Eddie, thank you.
Very good. Do you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, we got you fine, buddy.
Very good. Thank you guys very much for everything that you do. And I'll tell you, you picked a great training tonight to get not just the month started, but get the year started right. So I really applaud you two. I mean, you've always done what we needed to have done when we needed to have it. And I'm going to just speak real briefly about the chapters 3 and 4 of our book this month, which is Building an Empire by none other than our number 2 money earner, Mr. Brian Carruthers. And I realize, again, and Frank alluded to, we got a lot of new people on the line. And let me just say, new people and veterans, that you must get into a reading format of some kind if you're going to have longevity in this business and build a big business. I've long been told, you know, you'll invest about at least more time in yourself and personal development than you will in any business you're doing because you must grow. You must become someone better or different than you are now if you want to get something different or better now. So the book itself, Chapter 3, talks about becoming a builder. And Chapter 4 talks about harness the power of the model. And, again, I applaud the Acoins because that's exactly what they're talking about right now, becoming a builder long-term. And Brian breaks it out. in the book in chapter 3. It's in several different areas. And he kind of hit them as, one, income-producing activity, sorting through the numbers, sorting and convincing, recruiting your story. So he outlines, he gives you a pattern of how to lay out the foundation to build a successful Legal Shield business. And he's talking purely about Legal Shield, so you must get this book. In chapter 3, Becoming a Builder, one of the areas that really I wanted to highlight is recruit up. I think when we first get started in this business, not just myself, but, you know, as we get started, you're in a hurry, we're excited, and we tend to recruit or talk to the individuals that look up to us and not so much the ones that are on our level or at least we look up to. Nothing wrong with that. The only problem is the people that you're recruiting a lot of times that look up to you, you're going to spend a lot more time trying to get those folks to where you expect them to be in terms of on the business model side of what we're doing. It's just like, and Brian gave a great example. You see, if you were, just imagine you were driving and you pull up to a stoplight. On the left side of you is an individual sitting in there with a brand new BMW. On the other side, you got someone sitting there in a, and I don't know how good looking, but a hoopty, they call them. Which one of those two people would you approach to bring to your business? Well, 9 out of 10 times, we're going to approach the person with the hoopty because we figure that's the one that really needs this and they need to help, they need to make some money. And I'm not saying don't sponsor that person, but that person will take you a long time to get them up to go. How many times have you sponsored someone who don't have a car, can't get to a meeting, or don't have the money to sign up, or need to hold their money for 6 months before you get the membership? We all do it. You take time with that. I'm saying if you're ready to go now, spend the time on the people who you think don't want it or don't need it, like the person in the BMW. Those are the people who are looking for something, ready to go, who can afford to pay to come in the business, who can afford to get a membership, and are willing to pay the price to become successful because they already have some semblance of success. We also term that as looking at the red apples in our business. So if you want to build in a hurry, you want to look at the red apples or the BMWs of the world. You're not going to get them all, but again, all you need is two or three that see it just like you do, and you can leverage it, which goes right into my second chapter, which is harness the power of the model. Again, the two of these work together. And in chapter 4, Brian talks about the magic of recruiting, exponential growth. How do we leverage the model that we already have? And I ran exactly and straight to one of the areas in here he calls get in versus let in. What do I mean by that? Well, get in means, you know, a lot of times we are looking for people to get in our business. We're at the malls. We're at the various shops. And believe it or not, we feel like we're desperate. We got to get them. And they know we're trying to get them. It's just like, and he uses an analogy here, a hunter versus a fisherman. And the hunter, you know, you own the hunt. If anybody know about hunting, you out, you stalking, you looking for that thing you're trying to get. And finally, once you acquire it, you say, what do you say? I got me one. Well, I don't know how long that thing or that person going to last in your business because that's what you did. You got you one. Versus the other analogy is being the fisherman, where in the fisherman, you out and you developing, you know, you're using the tools to whet the interest. You're throwing the line out in the water. They nibble at it a little bit. You may tug a little bit. And finally, when you get one on the hook, you don't necessarily put them right in the boat. A lot of times you might have to give them more rope to swim away a little bit, and you feed them more information and more material. So Frank and Teresa talked about tonight, you know, speed up or slow down to go fast. That's what we want to do with Legal Shield. You want to spend productive time in what you're doing and not just running all over the place because if you're doing it in a hurry, you got to redo it. Let's do it right the first time, team. Get the book, Building an Empire. It lays it out. It's just a great read, and I'm going to turn it right back over to you, Mrs. Cohen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Eddie Smith. That was really perfect. Thank you so much. You really capitalized those two chapters so well for the team. So, and again, I hope the whole team is reading that book. It is the Bible. We know we read GoPro last month. This breaks down our business even in more detail than GoPro. So, Eddie, great job. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to announce a few people who need recognition. So for the last week, which was January the 2nd through the 6th, we have a top recruiter on the team from South Carolina, Daniel Mixon. Congratulations. And as far as the level advancements go, we have four new senior associates last week. Morgan Root, congratulations. Risa Ricalde, Michelle Gerton.
South Carolina, California, and North Carolina.
Okay, and Banny Romero Hernandez in Georgia. And Frank, we've got four new managers.
Wow.
I have a feeling there's some level up bonuses going on here. Unitai Nance out of North Carolina. Jamie Smith out of Georgia. Angela Perry, North Carolina. Bobby Romero, California. And I should have announced this last week. Steve Boyd is a brand new senior director. And, you know, team, here's something I need you to know. When we get our recognition reports, there is not a recognition listing yet for senior director. So if you or anybody on your team hits senior director, please let us know. We want to recognize you. We want to include you.
Yeah,
in the
we have no way of knowing you're there.
Yeah. Now let's talk about December because we finally got our December reports all wrapped up. And there's exciting things that went on in December. Top recruiters for the month of December in the Performance Family team. We're going to start with second place, tied between three people, Howard Batchelor, Stanley Johnson. Howard Batchelor out of South Carolina, Stanley Johnson out of Illinois, Robert Hicks out of North Carolina. First place tie between, both out of South Carolina, Ryan Morris and Daniel Mixon. Way to go. And then we have the top producers for last month, and these numbers were staggering. I'm going to start with numbers with a two-way. Well, we'll start. We'll just read them all. Steve Boyd, there's just 10. Steve Boyd with over 20. David Contorno, I think out of North Carolina, with 24. Susan and Jeffrey Mercer out of North Carolina.
This is production.
Production, over 40 memberships. Personal, not organizational. Nancy Chaconis, 50 sales. John Hall, 50 sales. Eddie and Dee Dee Smith, 52. Southern Christian Leadership, 102. Pacific Group Agencies, 179. William Yates out of Ohio, 363. Charles Steele, 410, and Cleveland Ray, 413.
Woo! Yeah, good membership sales.
Level advancements, we're not going to read them all, but I do want to recognize the executive directors that had hit new levels last month. Matthew Root, brand new executive director.
19 years old, South Carolina.
Yep.
Charleston.
One of the youngest in the country. Nancy Chaconis, silver executive director out of California. James Johnson, Elder Johnson, silver executive director out of South Carolina. Southern Christian Leadership, silver executive director out of Georgia. Charles Steele, platinum 7 out of Georgia. William Yates, platinum 7 out of Ohio. And Cleveland Ray, platinum 7 out of Georgia. So Matthew Root, upline is Justin Peterson and Nick Odom. Nancy Chaconis, upline is
John Elizabeth Gardner.
Absolutely. And then James Johnson, Southern Christian Leadership, Charles Steele, and Cleveland Ray. Upline is Eddie and Dee Dee Smith.
Their upline is us.
That's right. And we're the upline of all of them.
William Yates.
William Yates' upline is Ron and Norma Crutcher. So congratulations to all those brand new executive directors on the team.
And all the uplines. Congratulations. Listen, everybody, this was episode 950. Next week will be episode 951 calls. And we do this to clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life because the simpler you are, the simpler your organization handles things, the simpler the business is to run. So remember that complexity is a good thing when you can simplify it for the person. And the reason people write us a check is because we simply handle their problems with ease.
There you go.
There you go. Thanks, everybody.
We appreciate every single one of you. I love you. I hope you got a lot out of the call tonight. You can text us, email us, and let us know. We'd love to know your comments or put them on your Facebook Performance Family page. We will talk to you next week and hopefully in between.
Bye-bye now.